K99.3 WKVI, the voice of the valley. We are interrupting programming here to check in live with Mary Perrin, who has information about the LaGreen elevator explosion in La Crosse. What do you got, Mary?
Yes, thank you, Tom. I just spoke with Captain Mike Kellum. He's the public information officer for the LaPorte County Sheriff's Department. He advises four people were injured in this LaGreen elevator explosion that happened just before 9 o'clock here in La Crosse. All four are in critical condition. Two have been flown to burn centers, the other two taken to the hospital in Valparaiso. All four, he said, were burn injuries. No word yet on the cause of the explosion. It occurred on the upper east side of the elevator. He said it could be a few days before they know anything. Right now, the concern is structural collapse. So they've got the area around the elevator cordoned off. Lots of emergency responders here in La Crosse at this hour. We'll have a more formal briefing at 11 o'clock, but this is just what he told us right now. Advises it could be a couple of days before they know what went on, but really stresses the need for people to just stay clear of this area just for their own safety. So again, to recap, four people injured, all four in critical condition with burn injuries. Two have been flown out to burn centers. He did not specify where they have been taken. The other two taken to the hospital in Valparaiso. Fire appears to be out at this time, but still, again, just a lot of emergency personnel here in the La Crosse area. The concern, once again, structural collapse. Please, cannot stress enough, people, just stay away if you can. This isn't the time to be rubbernecking or driving through here. Just let the emergency folks do their work.
We've got pictures up on the website. Mary took some pictures, and they're up on our Facebook page. And any other information that we get, again, we'll update on our website and also on our Facebook page. Right, Mary?
That is exactly right, Tom. Again, a formal briefing at 11 o'clock. I will see if I am able to phone that in and just put it on speakerphone so we can carry it live. I'm not going to promise that, but I will try my best. And I will be here for the next little bit. Again, this happened just ahead of 9 o'clock. I spoke to a neighbor live over here on the side of the elevator that faces 421. He said he thought it was thunder when he heard it at first this morning, and there'd been, you know, some rain and some rumbles in the area. Thought it was thunder, and then he heard all of the sirens. So
yeah.
At this time, the silver lining, if there is one, is no fatality.
Right. All right.
So we're thankful for that, and we'll, as we know more, we'll pass it along.
All right, and we'll hear from you during the 11 o'clock briefing then.
Yes, you will.
All right, there you go. Mary Perrin live in La Crosse giving us all the latest information on the La Crosse grain elevator explosion. Stay tuned to K99.3 WKVI. As we get more information, we will pass it along. Now, back to programming.